Welcome to my show. You're in the Poets. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your guest for the next hour here at BBS Radio, doing nonstop psychic readings for the listening audience. I'm here twice a week, every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we are broadcasting on Station 1, so always remember that. I do get emails looking for directions. They get lost when they get to the site, so it's Station 1, and it's always Station 1. You can listen live at my website, www.michaelgoger.com. Just look right on the front page, listen live, and you go there and push a button. It's that easy. Toll-free, USA and Canada. Get your pen and paper ready. The numbers are all over the website. Toll-free, USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free, Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you got a plan, dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. And I got a few announcements. Before I go to the readings, I'd like to just announce that the musical piece on the beginning of the show was a gift to me from Joe Dex. It's a nice piece, and he created and authored and played it, and we use it for the beginning of the show. It's also on my website. You can find out a lot of information about Joe Dex at my website on the guest page, the guest lineup page. So, and I'd like to mention, too, if you're on the Internet, you use the Internet like everybody's doing, there are some dangers out there and some pitfalls and glitches and issues. And if you are having problems with stalkers, harassment, any type of thing like this, you could get relief and some information and some help at the group WOW, haltabuse.org. It's a fantastic group. They're there. They got dozens of trained advocates that specialize in these type of issues. And they have a Yahoo group and a forum and a message board. So check them out. And they also have a section for children on Internet, which to me is a very serious and important subject. And because I got grandchildren, and they're going to be on the Internet. And I want to make sure all the bad guys are gone. So support this group and check it out and get into it. The bigger they get, the stronger they get. So, it's right on the front page of my website. You can find them. Just click on my website, and you'll see it on the right-hand side. Caller, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Michael. This is Richard in Utah. How are you today?
Good. Richard in Utah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've called in a couple times over the last few months. So I've been very pleased with your readings, meaning accuracy, etc. And right now I'm at a crossroads in a couple different ways, professionally, spiritually, etc. And I just thought, without necessarily laying out any information, I first of all just ask what you pick up and have an open reading with you.
Okay. Richard, right?
Yes.
You're just a little muffled. Maybe you can get a little closer to the phone or...
Oh, yeah. You know what I've got is a new... is that better?
Oh, a lot better.
Okay.
I'd like to have that.
Got an earplug with one of these dangling mics, so...
Oh, that's a lot better, yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'd like to have it. I'd like to have you mail that phone to me. I wish all the calls were that loud. That's good. All right, Richard. I did hear that I read you several times before, and you were...
Yeah, all right. Let me
pleased
with that.
And you had some questions going on, and you just wanted to see what I was picking up on it?
Yeah, essentially.
Right, basically. So welcome to the show, and thank you for calling. And
thank you.
Now, I am getting some confusion. I feel a little bit of heaviness, but I feel like I'm going to finance and business and work and career arena with this.
Correct.
Is that
I'm at a crossroads there. That's what I'm calling in about.
Okay, that's what I'm being shown. I'm being handed money from spirits, so I feel like you're right on top of a beginning of either a new job or opening a business or I want to say it's a job or a business, and I'm like right within a month, it's doing what it's supposed to do, and I know what I'm doing. Are you in a decision making thing, wondering which way to go, or?
Yeah, very much so.
Okay, I feel
on the one hand, heading in the direction of simplifying my life as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, trying to avoid as much complexity in business, trying
right.
to keep it as simple as possible. At the same time, I do have
right.
financial responsibilities,
right.
So I can't just sort of drop out.
Right. I'm feeling that. You won't be able to. I'm actually seeing you reaching out instead of dropping out. I got a network coming up here, or a partnership, or a joint venture with someone. And I believe that's the way it's going to go, or maybe you should keep it in your mind anyway that this may happen, or you may have to go that way. So anything that comes to you from somebody else in the same business or interests or goals or connection, then any way really I would research and consider, because I'm getting...
Okay.
I'm getting success with this.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
About 10 years ago, I got a guidance just direct to me when I had lost a couple of, within the 1 week, I lost two major clients that I was consulting in marketing field, that sort of thing. And I just said to Spirit, why is this happening to me? And immediately I get the answer, do not write for money. And so I'm just going to ask you what you make of that at this point, really more than 10 years later. You know, it seems pretty clear, but I just open myself up to whatever reading you get on that, if anything beyond the immediate meaning of those words.
This was a voice from Spirit 10 years ago?
Correct.
Okay. Well, the one thing that did jump out at me is... To express your independence now. I mean, we're talking 10 years ago, and but I feel like this is an issue to you. To
well, it is just from the sake of purity. The idea that I got at that time was don't compromise and don't dilute.
Right.
The purity of your writing by writing just for the sake of what somebody else wants or what the public wants.
Right, right, right. And that would tie in with independence and being in control, too.
Yeah.
I feel
yeah.
like it's important to you. I'm getting some type of financial assistance also that's going to come in also probably within a month that could help you make a decision or go in the direction you want to go in. And... they're waving a letter and a phone, so you're going to be hearing about this, and I'm feeling that there is the direction you go in is, I feel, you're going to be your next journey, your career. You're going to be satisfied and happy with it, and it'll be doing what it's supposed to do for you. If you're looking for, also if you're looking for work, are you? I feel like you're looking for something too.
Well, I'm looking to move out of what I'm in right now, which is
okay.
Fairly negative.
Okay.
It could be, it's the kind of work that could be positive, but
okay.
the way it's being done right now, it's.
And
I'm having to force myself to go to work every day.
Okay, I'm feeling that, and you're definitely in a transition, and I feel like that's going to change within the month. I feel like a decision is made, and I either find something new, or I get into something, or start something, and I really want to pay attention to not surrendering to someone, or just attaching, or networking, or combining forces that could be in like-minded or the same business. I'm getting property. Is there something with property going on? Are you selling or buying, or are you in real estate? Or?
Potentially. No, one particular property.
Okay.
Transferring it into my ownership from somebody else's.
Okay. I want to stay on top of this for some reason. I feel like it being a good deal going well, but other things involved, and I don't want to lay down or drag my feet, and I want to move on it. as soon as possible, kind of, or take it in the direction it's supposed to go, and just, you know, don't drag your feet on it, I'm feeling, because you get the benefits with this. So I feel like you do have some talent for real estate. I keep hearing real estate with you, but it could be that thing. But I'm also getting some abilities and talent. Maybe the person you join forces with will be in that industry. But just kind of like keep that in your mind, too, as you're making your decision. And within a month, you're pretty much going to know what way to go, or what's coming through is going to be on the scene, and you're taking advantage of it. So I wouldn't worry about it. Things are going to be fine. 30 days from now, this reading would be just a memory. You already made a decision and well on your way to doing what it is. So, all right. I think I'll leave you with that, Richard.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I hope I helped you.
Oh, one more question, not about me, but is there info on the site about where to contact you for private reading?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. You'll look to the left at services and fees.
Naturally. Yep. Okay, thanks very much.
And thank you for mentioning that. I am available.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you, Richard. And I don't push it either, so. But I am available, and if anybody is interested in a private reading, by all means, email me, michael_goger1@yahoo.com. So, all right, if you're just joining, you're listening to Urine of Thoughts, you're in the right place. Everything here is free. Caller, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Janine.
How do you do it?
I don't know. I'm persistent.
You it must be.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's spirit-led. I don't believe in coincidences, really. I feel like it was meant to be.
I just asked my spirit guides to help me get through, and I just asked your spirit guides to help me get through.
Amazing, because I get emails from people saying, I'm giving up, I've been calling you for months. It's always busy. Are you sure you take calls? But this is a good thing.
I'm a witness. Yes, you do.
It's meant to be. So, I think they think everybody that calls is a relative or somebody in the studio. You know? But, Janine, tell me good things.
I know nothing.
Nothing new? Nothing yet?
Right.
Wasn't there an interview coming up?
No, I did a competency test.
Oh, you went in for a test, a walk-in.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I got a nice rejection letter from him.
I've seen it going good.
So I didn't even get a. I didn't even get an interview.
I'm done. I'm taking my crystal ball and my tarot cards, and I'm throwing them out.
I doubt that.
I am. I'm retiring.
Mm-hmm.
I said one more bad validation, and I'm done.
Well, maybe I was at the wrong one.
That's what happens, Janine, and no reading is written in stone. I don't
right.
care what reader you go to.
Right.
It's not written in stone. There's so many things that can affect it, right down to the atmosphere in the room and the health of the reader. Misinterpretations. And sometimes it's a good thing because it was meant to be, I feel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One scenario I like is if you're going down a road and you get a flat tire, and everybody gets angry about that, and some people go into rages, but, a mile down the road, there might have been a pile up, you know, and you would have been in the middle of it.
Right.
So that flat tire was the biggest blessing that you ever received.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and that's how the universe works.
Yeah, that's
you know?
True.
And the more we accept that, the easier it gets for all of us, and
mm-hmm.
the more aware we become
mm-hmm.
of where we are in the universe. We're creators, and we need to create and accept. So.
I'm really trying to fight
mm-hmm.
the negativity that I feel.
I know.
And
I know it's frustrating when things are like this. I've been there and done that, so I'm very empathic, and I automatically absorb what you're feeling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting the stress on the finances, strain on the finances. I'm getting my mind deadlocked again, and it's terrible feeling. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It bothers my sleep, and it's got me worrying.
Yeah.
Let me see. So that's over and done with. You already got a response. And that
yes.
I'm still feeling something coming through.
It would have been nice. I mean, that was close to home. It would have been nice.
Mm-hmm. And right up your alley, too.
Yeah.
But I am feeling something coming through here. I always feel it with you, and it happens and it goes away. So I'm feeling it again. I do feel opportunities being offered to you. And something within 2 days, I'm hearing, there is a shift in energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
I did send an application. It's for a place. It's a it's like a treatment center for drug addicts.
Mm.
And I sent a resume, but it's in another town. I would have to move.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy about that, but if that's what it takes, that's what I'll do.
Yeah, I'm getting some difficulties with that, and I think that would be the relocation and the moving. You know, you may see that come through. It's going to be a part of the experience, I do believe. And believe it or not, not because you said it, but I am getting your willingness to move. I really am. But don't you own? And
yes.
So you'd have to rent or sell quick enough to get to move, right?
Yes.
That would be almost superhuman. I want to say 3 months I keep hearing. I hope this doesn't mean 3 months for a job.
Oh, God.
I don't think so, though.
Okay.
I don't think so. This is... I'm stuck. I'm going to admit I am stuck. If something comes through in 2 days.
Okay.
You hear something in 2 days, but now they're going into a three-month thing where... I'm either being prepared and waiting for something to come through, or the job I get is only for 3 months and it's temporary, and I hope that's not the situation.
Maybe it'll take 3 months for my house to sell.
I'm hearing this. I'm hearing issues with property,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure if it's your willingness to move or you're actually got something going with the house. So I'm going to go. I have to go with both of them for now, and they both tie into each other.
Mm-hmm.
3 months from now, that would be March, April, May. I'm going to go with that. Yeah, I do feel that there's activity on the house, and I got a feeling this is what pulls you through.
Mm.
And in the meantime, I believe you get a job, but it's temporary.
Oh.
From what I'm hearing, yeah. You know, it's almost like you get a job and you kind of know it's temporary, hope it's not, but you kind of feel it. And then your house sells.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like you're a free agent then, and you can live. You got some money in your pocket and you can also relocate for work.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's the way it's going to go. And you're going to probably see this unfold or start by May.
Okay.
So they keep pointing to 3 months with this, so... Give it 2 days and let me know if anything comes through, because I feel like something is going to come through, and I would go with it, because I feel like it's a boost to my finances, and it keeps me busy.
Mm-hmm.
And take it from there.
Okay.
So.
I was thinking when I applied for this job, you know, the first thing I'm thinking about is, well, I have to sell my house, I have to move to this little rural community.
Yep.
And that's okay. I mean, I grew up on a farm, and, you know, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But, and then I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe because my house needs work, maybe I could just find something to rent there and you know, still keep my house and you know, do the work on the house, get it ready to sell. If it works out permanent, then I would sell this house. I don't really want to, but I can.
Right.
If
right,
I have to.
Right.
I know without a job I can't afford this house.
Right. And you're going to have options, too. That's what I'm feeling with this. That there's going to be different, and you're already describing it, different options and different ways you can go with it.
Mm-hmm.
But first, let's see if something comes through. You got anything else out there, or any interviews or resumes?
I've sent resumes. I haven't heard back from anybody.
Okay. So, because I feel like it's out there already. So let's see if something comes through within a few days.
Okay.
It'll be interesting. And if not, I am being shown. I want to say the house does go.
Uh-huh.
And you're basically right on top of it. Probably around May. May, June, with this, and I can feel you relocating for work, and it's successful. But everything relies on the house.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if something comes through, even if it's temporary. Jump on it, and then keep a track on the house.
Okay.
And keep your fingers crossed. Let me know how it goes. Email me.
I will.
All right, Janae, take care of yourself.
Thank you. You too.
All right, girl.
Bye-bye.
All right, goodbye. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts, and I am Michael Goger. If you are from the local area, which would be the Capital District, Greene County, Columbia County, let me know you're out there. Let me know you're listening. Just give me a hi, even if you don't want a greeting. Say, hey, Mike, what's up? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Michael, a few months ago, maybe 4 or 5, you gave me a great reading. You told me to keep my faith, and it worked out. Things worked out. Odds were against me, but they worked out. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
If I had a question, I guess I'm looking for this sort of little job. It's not my full-time job or anything, but it's just a little job trying to get closer to someone else. And I was curious if you would see how that's working or if you see anything. Thank you very much.
Okay. And your first name was?
Darcy.
Darcy?
Yep.
Okay. Could you speak up just a little bit?
Oh, okay.
You may be too far from the phone, or the phone systems are tricky. But Darcy, right?
Yes.
Good. What part of the world, Darcy?
A little place called St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada.
Oh, okay, good. Welcome to the show, buddy. I'm glad to hear from you. I think I'm going to live in Canada someday. Or have a summer home.
Well, if you're going to have a summer home, that's okay. But if you want a winter home, I suggest you invest in a nice scraper for the car and snow tires.
This would be a summer home.
Summer homes are good.
The cliffs of Nova Scotia. I keep getting shown a cottage.
That would be a nice place to live.
Wouldn't that be nice on the cliffs of Nova Scotia?
Yes.
Okay. Darcy, let's see what we got going on here. There's a lot of, they're throwing money at me, work, business, negotiations. Was your concerns connected to career and finances?
Yes, there are some concerns there.
Okay, because whatever is going on, it's going to improve and get better and definitely move forward. Are you flirting with or in a business or starting a business or thinking about it?
I'm thinking about starting a small business, yes, thank you.
Okay, because I'm being told that happens and you do that. And it does, actually, I don't think it's going to be small long. It appears to expand. And not only that, grow shoots, branch out in different ways, so I do feel that happening. For some reason, there's something with a female in money. I believe she's helping me.
Yes.
You keep an eye on that or an ear out for that, and I feel that's a good thing, too. So,
thank you.
I wouldn't be afraid to go for it. I wouldn't be afraid to join forces with her. I mean, if she does appear or if she is there, I feel like she's a lucky charm in a way.
Oh, she is.
Yeah. So, I feel that, there is somebody there then?
She's the one I'm trying to get closer to.
Oh, okay. And she would be interested in the business or the financial thing with you?
Yes.
Very, very much so, yeah. And, it's a part of the joining of forces that bring about the success, I believe. So, anything you do with her, is going to be successful financially and career-wise, business-wise. I feel like she's very talented. knows what she's doing, and willing to do it. I feel like you're going to get closer continuously. How long? I mean, is it close, or are you just high-ing goodbye?
Right now it's high goodbye, but I want to get close.
Okay. At times it seems fruitless, I feel, or you, sometimes you feel defeated, or you're afraid to. There's something in the way. Is it you or someone else?
It's someone else, and that seems to be ending now.
Okay, I agree with you. That is ending. She's going to be a little scattered and off balance, so give her time before you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I'm feeling stressed to friendship, but easy on the emotions. Then it seems to. Is there a child involved too?
Hers could be, yes.
Okay. There's something with a child. Maybe something with the child's health or situation or some kind of an attachment to this child or experiences being involved. Keep that in mind so if it pops up, you know that it's an issue. Now, what comes first, her or the business and the money? I'm not sure.
I think they're all wrapped up into one.
That's how they're making me feel, like it all kind of like happens at one time.
Yep.
And it does. Now, I want to say almost like the, within a week there is a sign of activity or encouraging information or connection. So keep that in mind. I would definitely use business finance and investing and creating as an icebreaker because I feel like she has an interest in it and would be willing to hear about it.
I believe you're right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I would definitely use it as the icebreaker. Whether or not, now I'm going to go with the relationship. I can feel the two of you steadily noticing each other or interacting with each other. Whether it goes into a full-blown romance, I think that remains to be seen. I feel like it could if certain elements weren't there. And when time catches up to circumstances, I'm hearing for some reason. So you're waiting for a change and a shift in energy. But I do feel that continuum and a growing together. And I do feel it leads into an expansion financially and business-wise. So I think that pretty much answers your question, really. From what I'm feeling, unless you had another question on your mind.
I could ask you questions all day, but I'm going to say thank
okay.
you very much.
Well, yeah. I would look for more of a bond with this lady within 4 months, I'm hearing.
That's about right.
Okay, within 4 months, and it seems that I get encouraging energy. To me, everything is energy.
Yep.
I get encouraging energy almost like on a weekly basis up until that time, in a way. Now, I don't know if it's a chat with her or a meal or a hi or a goodbye, but it stays steady and it increases and moves forward. So, you know, you just keep that in mind. And then I feel things changing for her. There's a shift for her. And the two of you are able to, I can't say get married, get engaged, but I feel like the bond is completed and there's nothing in the way of you to going all the way. So you basically get where you want to get, and it's within 4 months, so. All right?
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
Have a great day. I'll call you back in 4 months and tell you you were right on, I'm sure.
Good. Good. Enjoy the journey. That's the important part, too.
Yeah.
Thank you, Darcy.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Spread
Bye-bye.
The word about me. Tell your friends.
Okay.
You're in the thoughts.
Thanks.
Thank you, Darcy. All right, everybody. If you're just joining, it is your Inner Thoughts. I'm Michael Goger. I was telling you about the local area. I am promoting and advertising in the local area, hoping to really bring it out. Not too many people know about me or your Inner Thoughts or BBS Radio, and I want to change that from Albany to Manhattan. That's my goal. So if you're in the local area, spread the word for me and tell your friends about us. Call in, say hi, comments, emails, all welcome. Starting March 2nd, I will have a monthly co-host. Hi, caller.
Hi, Michael. It's Kathy in Catskill. How are you?
Good. Good, Kathy. Thank you for calling. I just want to make an announcement or two, and then I'll go right to you. How's that?
Sure.
You don't mind, do you?
Absolutely not.
And you're a local girl.
Of course.
I was just asking for a local person to call, and one does. All right.
Not a problem.
Okay, I do have a treat. A wonderful lady that lives in Columbia County is a very good psychic, master degrees in just about every holistic and alternative treatments, and she's an awesome psychic. I had her on the show once as a guest, and she's a location where we could spread BBS Radio down the other side of the Hudson River, all the way down in New York. So she will be joining me as a monthly co-host. And her name is Shannon Fossey. And Shannon, if you're listening, I can't wait to start, and I'm looking forward to it. And that will be for Columbia County, which is a very large population with a lot of interesting people, and it's a beautiful area to live in, too. She's also involved in the community college that's over there. I believe she'll be teaching or doing seminars in the college on the other side of the river. So we're going to have from Albany to Manhattan covered on both sides of the river. That's what we like to accomplish. And if you are a local charity or organization, a light worker, and you would like to have your events and whatever you got going on, any events you got going on, if you want the public to know about it, I'll announce it here free of charge. Just email me and I will mention it on the show, and before long we'll have enough local people listening where it would be a fantastic way to communicate locally, especially for the charities and the good causes, the kids, the things that are going on in Greene and Columbia County. I want to tell the world about it. It's a beautiful place to live, and I want to give back to my community, and this is one way I can do it. So, all right, I'm going to go to my caller, Kat, local girl, living in Catskill. Catskill, New York, right down the road from me. Lived there a few times myself. How you doing, Kat?
Hanging in there.
Hanging in there? All right, good. Any announcements you want to make?
No.
Anything going on locally?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, all right. Well, if there's anything going on, let me know.
Will do.
Especially if it's in lines of giving back or helping someone. I think it's important to help people in life.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very important. Even if it's a smile to somebody that's sad or depressed. Okay, Kat, any questions? You just want me to say what I'm hearing?
I'm going to let you do what you do best.
Let me do my thing.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I do it well, and I do it all the time.
You do.
I do it every day.
There's only one thing that I'm still questioning from the last reading you told me about.
And you know, I might have interpreted it wrong or said it wrong.
Oh, no. You just told me I had to wait 6 months to find out.
And what was that?
The baby issue.
The baby issue. Now, I said I felt the baby around you and wasn't sure what it was.
Yep.
you or somebody close to you.
Exactly.
Okay. Right now, I'm not feeling baby thing for some reason, but it changes. The messages are flighty. You don't know what's going to come through.
This is true.
I always look for and feel for what I feel to be important at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, and thank God, because you'd get the same reading over and over and over and over again. So it's good that I can bring through other things and messages.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I keep hearing good news. They're jumping up. I feel like they're jumping up and down and celebrating. Some of the phone and a letter is good news about something coming through, Kat. It's
okay.
Almost like some kind of a issue or a problem was solved or worked through. Was there anything going on that was a tug of war or being negotiated or
A relationship that I just ended.
I was just going to say, that was going to be one of the things I was going to surprise you with, and you said it first. All right. It's not in court yet, though, right?
Oh, no, it'll never go to court.
No, it's not going to go to court. This is emotional and mental. Spiritual. Is there a tug of war? Are you actually bickering over something or someone or?
This is going to sound strange, but possession of me.
What was that?
Possession of me.
Okay. Oh, man. Did you leave him?
Sure did.
All right. Why am I feeling so heavy? How long ago was it?
A week.
A week, right? Just fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're showing me an open wound, and so this is going to be going on for a while. I just feel like it was an argument or an explosion, kind of. I keep hearing arguing. And then there was some spiteful behavior, too. Did somebody else play a role in this coming about, or...?
No.
I'm feeling... Is he being spiteful now? I just feel that...
More of a domineering alpha male. Who is accustomed to having things done his way. And him being the alpha in the relationship.
Right. I feel hot-headed, too, with him.
Oop, yeah.
He wants to come back, right?
He does want me to come back.
And if he don't get his way, he could get pushy, too, so...
Yes.
Yeah, I want to keep a lid on this, to be honest with you, Kat.
Okay.
I want to really, really keep a lid on this. I don't argue, don't even get in a position where you can argue.
Okay.
I don't like what I'm feeling. I feel very hot-headed with him. And steaming, almost like if I'm going to get my way feeling. So, you know, keep that in mind. If you really don't want to go back, make sure don't be wishy-washy with this.
Right.
You know, so just keep that in mind. And if you don't put yourself out there or in a position, you should be okay. Is there a kid involved?
I have a son.
You have a son. Is it his son?
No.
Okay.
No. He has been fatherly to him.
What was that?
He's been fatherly to him. And his position is that he is the best father this child will ever have. But
the
that's a part of the hot-headedness. The one I just left.
Oh. So he kind of, like, assumed the fathership?
Yes. Not be- and my son's father is still in the picture. He still visits him and that sort of thing.
Right. And this other guy was crossing boundaries with the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm. That's why they met. How's your son doing with this?
He's only two.
Good.
So he's
good.
Rebounding very well.
Good, good. Because this is... handle this with kid gloves and stay aware and play the peacemaker. And you know, in life, it takes two to argue. Remember that.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's and if one energy falls back, the other energy has nothing to fight with. You know, so it's remember that as you go through this. Because
as a matter of fact, he's a business owner. And I had given up my job to help him take over, like, the paperwork end of life. And he does not know what he's doing with it. So I am still, after having left him, I am now technically homeless and jobless. I mean, I'm staying with friends, so I'm not in danger. But I am still helping him with the paperwork and trying to appease him, so to speak. So that it's not a sense of me having done him wrong.
Mm. Wow. This is very difficult. I knew the minute I said hi to you, I was going to be difficult imagery here. Because you're really stuck in a situation that I give you credit for being able to juggle this far. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not only did you leave him and wind up homeless and alone, you got to work for the guy to keep him happy.
Right.
And to keep him appeased and keep the thing going. Wow. You're going to need help. You know that, right?
Yes.
Are you getting help from anyone? Or?
Not as of this moment yet. I'm working on that.
Okay.
I just know he's a very powerful man. Spiritually, in a lot of ways.
Right.
And perhaps to appease karma. It's like I've done no wrongs at this point, so
right.
Don't wrong me.
Right. I wouldn't worry too much about anything other than keeping this civil and taking care of yourself.
Right.
Those are the two things that I would worry about with this. I would seek out friends, and then if there is a way of separating even from the business end of it, the less you got to do with them, the better.
Oh, absolutely. That's short term.
You know, because I feel like every time you encounter him, it's going to be tricky.
Okay.
To say the least. So I would consider looking for a safe haven and a job or a source of income.
Do you see that coming soon?
What's that?
The source of income coming soon?
I was looking for that while I was talking, and... let's see. I keep getting an illness being a factor, too. Is somebody around you ill and you're dealing with that, too?
He is.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
He is ill?
He is.
Okay. That's going to improve.
Okay.
If there is an ill, if he's going through some kind of an illness, that could become an ally real quick. Because I'm getting a recovery from an illness and things being eased. I'm getting an ease with the... with the recovery, so hopefully that's a good thing. Any kind of recovery is a good thing, but
absolutely.
In your situation, if it's him, I feel like he'll feel better anyway. whether or not a job is coming through. I'm right on top of a job, but then you heard the previous call. That lady's been on top of a job for months. She gets one and loses one, so, you know, Cat, but then again, I feel like you understand this anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
But I feel like I'm right on top of the job. I really do. I'm hearing new job. Are you looking for one?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I'm right on top of it. I want to say like 4 days. Within 4 days, I'm offered something or I step into something. And I'm also getting some type of help, other financial help, too, coming through. I don't know if it's family, friends, relatives, but I'm hearing a job, and it's good, too. It takes care of me. And assistance from other areas that has to do with paperwork, communications, people reaching out and going out of their way.
Oh, great.
So I would say that was within 4 days, something coming through there for you.
Very good.
And in the meantime, keep a lid on things.
Okay.
Let the focus of the next month be peacemaker and peaceful resistance. Even when anyone else isn't doing that, you do
right.
it anyway. Very important message for you.
I've definitely been holding my tongue.
What's that?
I've definitely been holding my tongue. I think I've let loose.
You're being guided by spirit, believe me.
Oh, absolutely.
You're being guided by spirit. Let him feel better about things. I feel like his health is going to get better. You're going to find a job, and people are going to step in and help you. So.
And people have already.
I can feel that, and you're going to be okay. I feel like you being okay as long as there's no button of heads.
Right.
Stay away from that.
Okay.
You might be dying to swing back or say something and just walk the other way.
Right.
Okay?
That's how I left.
Yes.
So.
And keep it that way for like a month.
Okay.
Okay?
I have one more question for you.
What do you got?
My son. How do you see him? Do you see him as being healthy, happy, okay?
I feel him doing well. I feel him being actually very good, really.
Okay.
I'm glad he's still 2 years old.
Well, you're not putting me together with my name. He's your namesake. He's the one that was born right after your grandson, your grandchildren.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my little guy.
Yeah, and I feel great with him.
Oh, good.
I feel great with him. I really do, but I feel him being a center of issues at times. I don't know. With the guy that left and the other guy that's the real father and you, and so the more peaceful this is, the better.
Right.
Especially for your son.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, his father, who has not truly been a father for the past 2 years, has really stepped up.
Right.
And has helped him mentally in the past week.
See? So.
To the point now I have two of them arguing as to who I should go live with, and I'm like, all right, guys, just back off. I'm not going to live with anybody.
See? And you have a right to that, and you have a right to that being respected, so.
Right.
And for the sake of the boy, you keep it peaceful.
Absolutely.
All right. And the assistance you need is coming, so.
Wonderful.
Now, but as far as the baby's health and all that, I feel very special with the baby, actually.
Okay.
Very happy. Very happy.
Very good.
Special. Special baby. Let me see. That's about it. I'll leave you with that, Cat.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
if
you so much,
you need any help, email me, all right?
Absolutely. Will do.
Okay. Especially if it's, you know, referrals or resources or, you know what I mean? I'd like to do this with the radio show in the local area. Different groups that are helping people going through something like what you're going through. You know,
it's
like
definitely great to know that there's help out there.
Yeah, like single moms, homeless shelters,
mm-hmm.
domestic dispute. I feel like communication is the biggest ally for these things.
This is true.
You
do know that the new 211 system came to our area.
Right.
9/11? No,
211. 211.
It's an informational thing for people who are either have no clue where to go for help or in need of help and don't know how to get it.
And very good.
They hook you up. It's a not-for-profit type thing.
Oh.
That's starting in Ulster Green and I think out down by Poughkeepsie.
Wow, very good.
In that area.
Are you involved in that?
Not yet. I just heard about it 2 days ago.
Mm, keep me posted on that.
Will do.
I like that. Maybe there's something I can do for him as far as announcing things and getting some coverage for him.
That would work.
Yeah, really. Thank you for that, Kat.
Keep me posted.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. God bless you, girl.
All right. You too.
God bless you.
All right.
All right, everybody. It looks like we're running out of time. I don't think I got enough time for another call, but I do have an announcement, a very big announcement that I would like to make. May 1st, I will have Lisa Williams on my show as a guest. She's accepted, agreed, and confirmed, and it's written down, May 1st. So it gives me a lot of time to brag and promote. And I consider this the top of my talk show career because I am a fan, and I feel she's probably one of the greatest psychic mediums that ever lived, that I ever seen in the industry. So, and I am a fan. And if you said to me, Mikey, what would you like to do? I would say have Lisa Williams as a host, as a guest on my show. So, and it's happening. And I'd like to give the credit to Allison Bauman, another one of my monthly co-hosts, Allison Bachman, host of Visible by Numbers. Good friend. She's a co-host once a month. She'll be here Thursday with me. So listen for that show. And she's a good friend, and she connected me to Lisa Williams, and it was like getting a free trip to Disneyland for me. It took me 3 days for the dizziness to stop, so I was very happy. And Allison, if you're listening, you're the best, and thank you. I'd like to thank my webmaster, Shailene, for connecting us and putting this together because I wouldn't be able to do it on myself. I'm all thumbs, and Shailene is my right-hand man, and she put this together. Allison, thank you for connecting us, and Shailene, thank you for putting this together. This is, to me, this is the biggest thing in anything I'll ever do. In entertainment, radio, or wherever I go, wherever this takes me. This will always be the biggest thing that I ever did. There's nothing else. Not that I wouldn't like to have others, John Edwards, Van Praagh, Oprah, there's other names out there I'd be thrilled to have, but Lisa Williams is really the thrill for me. And like I said, top of my career. So that's May 1st. Write it on your calendar. Lisa Williams on your inner thoughts. I am here twice a week. Thursday I got Allison Bachman. And March 3rd I start with my monthly co-host Shannon Fossey. She is a local psychic and healer and a wonderful lady. I worked with her and she's we're going to have a good show together working with the local area. So until Thursday, take care and God bless everybody.